Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India hands over 72 health facilities and 12 cultural heritage projects to Nepal. US forces intercept and destroy two Iranian attack drones near Strait of Hormuz. Russian authorities call Ukraine's drone attack on St. Petersburg unprecedented. And in football, India beat defending champions Bangladesh 3-1 to win SAF Women's Championship for record sixth time. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar virtually handed over 72 health facilities and 12 cultural heritage projects to Nepal under the reconstruction program post the 2015 earthquake after meeting with his visiting Nepalese counterpart Shishir Khanal in New Delhi. The two leaders jointly launched the linkage between UPI, Unified Payments Interface India, and the National Payments Interface of Nepal for facilitating cross-border personal remittances. Both leaders also witnessed the exchange of a memorandum of understanding between Digital India Bhashini and Kathmandu University for co-creating the national digital infrastructure for a voice-first language translation platform for Nepal. In his opening remarks during the meeting with Mr. Khanal, External Affairs Minister said that India and Nepal collaborate closely to maintain security along their long and uniquely open border, and the two countries have always stood by each other in times of need.
Collaborate closely to maintain security, our long and uniquely open border. Our two countries have always stood by each other in times of need. In the wake of the ongoing crisis in West Asia, the Middle East, we have ensured uninterrupted fuel supplies to Nepal. The importance accorded to this relationship by both sides has only recently been demonstrated. We believe that today there is opportunity to decisively shift the trajectory of India-Nepal relations and to realize the full potential of our ties.
Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono has arrived in New Delhi to co-chair the 8th India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. The External Affairs Ministry, in a social media post, said that during the meeting, the two ministers will review the robust, comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Indonesia and will discuss ways to further deepen bilateral cooperation. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, has said that India is a significant player in the growth story of air traffic in the Asia-Pacific region, where the number of air passengers is projected to reach 4.1 billion by 2044. Speaking at a briefing in the Brazilian city yesterday, IATA's Regional Vice President for Asia-Pacific, Sheldon He, said that India has been a significant contributor to the region's aviation growth story over the past several years. IATA represents more than 370 airlines, accounting for around 85% of global air traffic. The 82nd IATA Annual General Meeting and World Air Transport Summit are being held in Brazil from 6th to 8th of June. According to the United States Central Command, the U.S. military has intercepted and destroyed two Iranian one-way attack drones that were assessed to pose a threat to international maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. CENTCOM said American forces operating in West Asia successfully shot down the drones after they were identified as threatening commercial and international shipping routes in the strategically important waterway. The military command added that U.S. forces remain on high alert and are prepared to respond to any further threats in the region. A report.
Tensions in West Asia escalated further as Iran reportedly launched ballistic missiles toward U.S. military facilities in Kuwait and Bahrain yesterday. The strikes came hours after U.S. forces targeted Iranian radar and surveillance sites on Keshem Island and in Gorokh, following reports of Iranian drone activity near the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi arrived in Tehran yesterday in an effort to push for peace amid rising tensions between the United States and Iran. This marks his third visit to Iran in recent weeks. During the trip, Naqvi is expected to hold talks with senior officials, including Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, according to Iran's semi-official news agency Tasnim. With Manik's report, Shagun Chopra for World News.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Russian authorities said Ukraine has launched an unprecedented attack on and around St. Petersburg. More than 140 drones were shot down over the surrounding Leningrad region. Governor Alexander Drozdenko has urged residents to remain indoors for the first time since the war began more than 4 years ago. Drozdenko said no major damage was reported. However, falling drone debris were reported in several districts, causing minor damage to residential buildings. Ukraine's President Zelensky said his country's drones had covered a distance of 1,000 kilometers to St. Petersburg region, targeting Russian Navy's arsenals and a base in Kronstadt. The main outpost of the Russian Navy's Baltic Fleet is located in Kronstadt. Zelensky is expected to visit the UK today for talks with some of Ukraine's staunchest European allies, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and French President Emmanuel Macron. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has criticized European nations over migration, accusing them of allowing what he described as an invasion of their shores during a speech marking the anniversary of the Normandy landings in France. He said that in the decades since D-Day, some European capitals had grown too comfortable with their hard-won freedoms, forgetting that freedom is not free. He said the soldiers who fought and died during the campaign restored freedom to Europe and stressed that preserving that freedom is the responsibility of the current generation of leaders and service personnel.
Different European beaches are stormed by different dangerous ideologies, which is in Spain, in Italy, in Greece, and in Bulgaria. Boats and men arrive. When will European capitals do something about that invasion? Or is it too late? I pray not. And I believe not. The men who fought and died here restored freedom to Europe. That freedom must be maintained by this generation of leaders and warfighters, or what they fought for.
Mr. Hegseth was speaking in Normandy 82 years after the Allied forces stormed French beaches to liberate Nazi-occupied northwestern Europe during the Second World War. In the United States, multiple people were shot at near a busy community street festival in Toledo in Ohio last night. A search for the suspects was underway as victims were taken to nearby hospitals. Local police responded to reports of a shooting near the Old West End Festival, and upon arrival, they found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds. Police said that many victims were transported to medical facilities, but did not provide details on the number of people injured or the severity of their injuries. Authorities have also not disclosed what may have triggered the shooting. In the SAF Women's Championship 2026 final, India defeated the defending champions Bangladesh 3-1 to win the title for a record sixth time. The match was played in Madgaon, Goa yesterday. After 7 years, the Blue Tigresses have once again lifted the trophy. A report.
In the SAF Women's Championship 2026 final played in Madgaon, Goa, India defeated Bangladesh 3-1 to win the title for a record sixth time. With this victory, the Indian women's team has brought the prestigious trophy back after 7 years. From the very start of the final, both teams played with strong intensity. In the first half, India took the lead through a goal by Pyari Jaksa. However, Bangladesh equalized with a goal from Rituporna Chakma. At the half-time, the score was 1-1. In the second half, India dominated the game. Scored a brilliant goal to put India ahead once again, and Linda Com added the third goal to seal the win. After that, Bangladesh could not make a comeback and India won the match 3-1. Throughout the tournament, the Indian team showed excellent performance and they continued their strong form in the final. The Blue Tigresses ended their campaign with a memorable victory. For Akashwadi News, Nikhil Upadhyay from Panaji.
In the one-off test against Afghanistan, India will resume play at 368-3 in their first innings on day two in New Chandigarh today. Centuries from KL Rahul and Captain Shubman Gill, who remains unbeaten on 103, have put the men in blue in a strong position. In French Open tennis today, Germany's Alexander Zverev will face Italy's Flavio Cobolli in the men's singles title clash. World number 3 Zverev will be playing his fourth Grand Slam final of his career. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India hands over 72 health facilities and 12 cultural heritage projects to Nepal. US forces intercept and destroy two Iranian attack drones near Strait of Hormuz. Russian authorities call Ukraine's drone attack on St. Petersburg unprecedented. And in football, India beat defending champions Bangladesh 3-1 to win SAF Women's Championship for record sixth time. And that is the end of World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani.